Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I have a sad topic to talk about today, and it does not give my heart any pleasure to do this. My title for today is, Woe to you men who call yourselves teachers. Yeah, I want to talk about this topic, something that's come up the last few days. Woe to all you men who teach and claim Jesus, but you live carnal, worldly, in the flesh, and you defame his name and your witness. Now, this is to a few men who I would consider brothers, as a loving warning that they don't fall into this. And this is to many questionable men that I do not consider brothers, as a stern rebuke. I see, as I travel, do ministry, study, teach, and preach in the streets, I see a terrible trend, and it's getting worse in these fearful times we live in today, and I want to talk about it. So-called men of God, even men that are claiming to be teachers and elders, that are political, patriotic, militant, angry, in rebellion against the government, calling themselves, again, holy men of God, as in men of God and teachers. Let me explain why this came up. Recently, some men that I've warned in the past, that I've done testings about, that I've communicated with personally to warn them about what I've seen in them, have fallen into sin via militant lives. Now, these aren't close brothers of mine. These are men I knew on the internet. Never met them personally, but talked to them, communicated with them. And again, I did testings to expose them when they refused to repent of their sin. One of them is in trouble for domestic violence against his wife. The other one for militant weapons charges, buying gun parts that are illegal. This is the sad, sad fruit of the two of them. Now, I warned them about their heresy. They're both heretics with false gospels. That's the main part of the problem. I doubt either one of them is truly born of God. Their carnal, worldly lives linked to the world and the systems of the world. They mocked me. They laughed at me. They called me too extreme, too judgmental. And now they've fallen into great sin. Both of them facing jail time. Ruined their testimony. They've smeared God's truth all over the internet. This concerns me and it grieves me. I'm gloating. No way. I am not gloating in any way. Even though I consider these men to be my enemy, and you'll understand why. Now, let me give you some groundwork here. Let me lay it out. One of these men that I reached out to, I could see was worldly, carnal, fleshly, all right? And he was spending a lot of time with guard dogs and his guard dogs. He has two big guard dogs. And he was posting a lot of things about guns and against the government. I saw his flesh. I warned him. He laughed at me. He mocked me. He blocked me ASAP. Called me a crazy guy. I saw other signs in him. Well, he ended up getting caught up in his militant life, ready to fight and shoot for freedom, writhing against the government. He ended up buying some illegal gun items and the feds raided his house. They found weapons in his house. He's a felon. I guess you're not supposed to have any guns around you when you're a felon. Now he's looking at huge court costs and possible big jail sentence. And this man claims to be an elder in a church in Pennsylvania. He's not laughing now. Sad. Grieves my heart, but I tried to warn him. The other carnal man was a guy, a Baptist-like guy, preaches with anger, fiery anger he preaches with. And he had been using an amp that was illegal. The police warned him, police warned him, police warned him. This is some years ago. They arrested him, and while they arrested him, they had to hold him down, and he was pushing and yelling about the blood of soldiers and freedom and all this stuff. Well, I warned him that he was a wicked, carnal, fleshly-minded man, too worried about rights and all types of militant ways. Yeah, he's had a lot of trouble with the police over the years. Now, he just got arrested for domestic violence, spraying pepper spray in his wife's face with their one-year-old child right there. Got arrested. I think he's still sitting in jail, waiting for bail or court. I warned him. I warned him he'd fall. I told him he was carnal and fleshly. He laughed. He mocked me. He blocked me on the internet quickly and then went on Facebook and lied about me. He's not laughing now as he sits in jail with his ministry destroyed. Probably his marriage over. Who knows? These were both false teacher, elder men, elders, teachers, pastors, worldly and carnal, into the world's carnal ways, patriotism, freedom and politics, you know, guns in the Bible here in America. How wicked. They did not listen to scripture about being a double-minded man. Hey, why did I think they'd listen to Brother Jim, right? No, it's come down to seeing their ill fruit. And again, I take no joy in this, but I need to warn all you men. Paul warned us soldiers of Christ, do not be caught up in the affairs of this world. 2 Timothy 2:4. What soldier gets caught up in the affairs of the world, right? But they chose to be fleshly, carnal, worry about their rights, fight against the government, get weapons, be angry in their flesh, and now they're reaping what they've sown, and they're smearing God's name and the truth, and this matters, and I'll tell you why. In this sad, angry, political time, fearful, angry time, the love of patriotism, freedom, this culture, it's like a drug, and these people can't avoid it. They're drawn into it because they love their freedom and they want more and their flesh, and don't tell me I can't do this, government. They can't live it out in the spirit because they're walking in the flesh. Romans 8:1 says, we live in the spirit and we're not condemned. We live in the flesh, we're condemned already. Now, this is why I'm concerned about all this. I see this growing and happening more. This wicked, evil world and the one world system that's coming, they are looking to criminalize us Bible-believing men that are outside of the mainstream churchianity that's already folded to the New World Order. And they're looking to make us true saints look like we are militant, violent, and dangerous. You see what's happening? They're smearing God's truth. They're going to smear God's people by doing this. And you false men, you false teachers are helping them. Look at, see, these Bible thumpers are dangerous. They're fundamentalists. They're radicals. You're workers of Satan is what you are. There's no doubt about that. Especially when these men have been warned by a worker of God and they laughed and mocked and then fall right into their sin. They're being used of Satan in a great way as they disregard Bible truth. Now, the other issue is, I'm warning you, men, I am sick and tired of hearing men that fall into sin. They get caught in sin. This one guy, I guess, was looking at something on a computer he shouldn't be looking at, his girlfriend's emails or something, I don't know. And then claiming when you get caught, you're being persecuted. I just recently had a false teacher who was into so much heresy, and I exposed him, and he's telling people, I'm being persecuted for Christ. No, you're reaping what you've sown, false teacher, and we're called to call out false teachers. So let's be clear. 1 Peter 4:15-17. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Peter's saying, if you suffer, make sure you suffer persecution rightly. So when you get called out as a false teacher, that's not persecution. When you get caught with illegal weapons, that's not persecution. When you get caught battering your wife with pepper spray, that's not persecution, okay? We're not to be sinning, then get in trouble and call it persecution. If we get in trouble and sin, we're supposed to repent, confess it. He'll cleanse us if we truly are born again, but not make a mockery out of it. Peter goes on to say, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Hey, amen, Peter. We are to glory in true persecution. I'm ready for it. Let me give you an example. If I'm out street preaching and I'm peaceful and legal, not militant and angry, and the cops persecute me for my street preaching, That's all good. I'm good. I'm ready for that, okay? I'm going to be arrested one day just for preaching. I know it. Maybe shot at and beat up. Who knows? But if I get persecuted because I'm angry, militant, I'm against the government, I'm ready to fight and make war, I'm angry in my flesh, so I whoop up on my wife or my brothers or sisters, that's sin. That's not persecution. That's my own fault. And we can't glory in our own sin. All right, Peter says this also, "For the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" This is why I'm doing this. The house of God are people that claim God, claim Christ. I'm bringing judgment per God's word against these men to warn my neighbor in love so they don't deceive more people. They're building other young believers behind them into militant. There's a whole Christian militant movement out there ready to shoot guns. Look what happened in Washington, D.C. on January, what was it, 20th? No, 6th, January 6th. They stormed the Capitol and there was all kinds of militant people. Yes, judgment has to start in the house of God, all right? And we must be obeying the gospel. So it's my job as a teacher, street preacher, and a watchman on the wall to warn people and expose them. No, make no excuses. I'm not making excuses for your sin, you false teachers. If I get caught in sin, you'll not hear me making any excuses. You're going to hear me owning up to it, repenting of it. And if I don't call these people out, I'll be called a hypocrite, and I'll be called partial by my enemies and the people of the world. All right? Now, please, I've heard this so many times. Oh, don't put it online for the whole world to see, they say. Don't put it online for the whole world to see. That's just causing trouble in the body of Christ. Well, let me ask you a question. Does the world see Paul's rebuke of Peter in Galatians 2 for about 2,000 years now? Of course they do. Do they see David being caught in his sin with the murder of Bathsheba's husband when he had an affair with her? Of course everybody sees that. See, God never hides people's sin. He never does. He's never hid people's sin. Nope. He deals with it. He brings it out in the open, calls them out of it, washes them, and cleanses them. That's loving the truth, coming out of your sin, then running to the truth, forsaking it, not hiding in the dark and making excuses. That's what I'm trying to say here. Now, again, I'm speaking of men who call themselves teachers. They're online and they're also in so-called church bodies. So they deserve to be called out. They're putting their false teaching online. They deserve to be called out online. And I've gone to them personally. Now, what kind of men shall we be, gentlemen? We who teach and lead. 1 Peter 5, 2 and 3. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. I like that part. Examples to the flock. That word example, tupos, in the Greek, it's like a die, a machine. Boom, 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 stamps out the same part. It's always the same. It's a model. It's an example. It's something to follow after. It sets the way for holiness and truth for others. That's what we men of God need to strive to be. Not patriotic fools, not angry militant people, not collecting guns to make war. You want a gun? Go hunting and shoot some meat for your family. Okay? What foolishness bringing a stain on the name of Christ. Be a tupos, be an example, Peter says. We're not that by living carnal, getting arrested for illegal weapons and whooping up on our wives because we live in a fleshly way. Titus 1:7, what kind of men should we be as leaders? For a bishop must be blameless, steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. That'd be money. Striker, plaketes. It means ready to blow or fight. These men are ready to fight the government. They're ready to fight for their rights. They're ready to make war. That's not a teacher or an elder. We're to be peace lovers, peacemakers. We fight against false doctrine. We fight for the souls of those in sin. We fight to reach out to the world and call them to repentance. We don't fight for personal freedom. and patriotism and rights and liberties that God never ordained. How foolish. No, both these men I'm talking about, they've shown to be fighters. Guns, militant mindsets, going against the police, shooting for freedom, they talk about, or have, one of them has talked about. Revolt, overthrow the government, civil war is coming. No, versus what? Preaching the gospel, living holy, coming out of the world in your flesh, and living as true godly men. This is what I'm trying to call you men to. The big issue here, besides they're not born of God by a biblical gospel, recently this Trump era and the whole election issue has caused so many of these claimed Bible men to become more and more militant. They're running away in their flesh. The enemy's having his way with them, telling them they deserve their rights and their freedoms. And I see a militant side of Christianity growing, and they're going to use that. The New World Order is going to use that to their advantage to maybe outlaw the true Christian faith, kind of like Rome did. Kind of reminds me of the founding of America. Yeah, America, this is a whole other topic, built on war and killing for money and freedom. Does that sound like Jesus Christ to you? Not me. No, if there's any killing and judging to be done, it's God that does it, not men with guns and swords. But that's a whole other post. And oh, let's be clear here. I want to be clear. Did Paul use his rights as a Roman citizen to go to Rome and preach? Absolutely. Do I use my rights in the streets of America when cops come up and I go, hey, First Amendment rights, this is a public sidewalk? Absolutely. All right? But you will never see a true man of God, born of his spirit and striving in holiness, to be blurring God's commission of preaching the gospel, living at peace with all men, calling sinners to repentance, the hope of Jesus Christ. You will never see him blurring that commission with patriotism, aggression against the government, guns and war talk. No, no, that's of Satan. That's not of my Father that is in heaven. And I want to make sure anybody listen to this. You know, this message here comes from Brother Jim, who's been around guns my whole life. I used to hunt a lot. I have no issue with guns if you don't combine them with anger, flesh, aggression, patriotism, ready to kill someone. Don't include that with them. Have your guns, men. Use them to get meat for your house, okay? That's about all they're good for, is to defend your farm from some predators, all right? But they're not for advancing the kingdom of God. I'll say it again. Guns are not for the advancing the kingdom of God. And you're being swept away if you think they are. You're fleshly and carnal. You need to repent. You probably need to be born again. What's it going to gain you, men? Some short time and freedom on this earth as you lose sight and hold of the kingdom of God. How foolish. How foolish. Paul tells us our battle is spiritual. It's not physical. So sad. And these men also, they really show how void they are of wisdom. They do this sin and carnality in their open ways, right on the internet, posting pictures on Facebook. And other men around them that are supposed to be bricks to hold them in place, they see it, but they don't say anything. Why? Because they're all sinful, worldly, carnal, political, patriotic, right with them. Then they whine when they get caught. Oh, I'm being persecuted, as they're caught in their vomit. They whine persecution. No, you got caught in your sin. You need to repent, you need to be born again probably, you need to turn from your wicked ways and then face the music and your sentence. Now they have no excuse. I've come to them, I've warned them in love, I rebuked them, I tried to reach back to them, they blocked me. Again, the core issue here is the biblical gospel that calls us to faith in Christ's finished work, repentance, turning from the world and man-made religion and all of your patriotism. Be born again by the Spirit of God, and holiness and obedience, feeding your life with the Word of God, walking in all of God's ways, stripping your life down, throwing your TV out that's feeding you this media that's a cancer in your soul. Get rid of all false ways and endure to the end. Yeah, neither of these men live that out or have that, so I fear for them. So that's a real core issue is the gospel. Let's go back to leaders. And I'm going to do a part two to finish this up. Listen up on part two.